Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
I usually will also have the abundance conversation when people say that. And say, hey, well, you're just telling me because you want to close. No. And when I used to be in the world of credit card debt and helping people get into different programs and nonprofit programs, it was like, there's 150 million people with credit card debt, right? I don't need to help you. There's enough other people out there. I want to help you. I'm telling you this is what you need to do. But as soon as I hang up the phone, there's other people that are going to be calling in that I can help as well, right? So this isn't about me, this is about you. And you've got to put that in a way that sounds authentic for you and that fits with what you're selling, but that's the case. That's the energy, and it's so important. And there's so much power in that, again, for yourself. There's going to be a lot of power that's going to come through in these conversations because you're going to mean it and you're going to know why you want to help that person and you know it's going to be beneficial for them. The key is though for yourself, right? The how do I sleep at night conversation is completely different when you know that you tell the wrong people no, and you know that you'll tell the right people yes, and your gloves are off against them and their comfort zone and what they're scared of because you care about them, which is why we talked about empathy first, right? Is that because you care about them and empathize with them, you're going to help them get to a better place and you're going to help them get unstuck. And then there's a ton of power in it. Now, last thing I want to cover for today is leveraging no. And this is what's fascinating. This is what's super fun for me when I tell salespeople this is you're going to have people you tell no. Obviously, it's a numbers game. You're not going to win them all. There's the ones that you're just not going to get because it's not a good fit. Well, there's a lot of leveraging in saying no when you tell somebody no. And the reason why is that most people aren't expecting it. If they're talking to you, a salesperson, they view you as a salesperson. They're worried about you as a salesperson. Again, we've had experiences enough. When you have any conversation with a salesperson, some level of guard is going to go up, right? Maybe not a lot. Some people have a high wall. Some people have a low one. Some people have a high barrier and they're afraid over here with this kind of a purchase. Other ones, they're fine over here. Whatever it looks like, if we know we're going into a conversation with a salesperson, we've got to be careful. We've got to be somewhat guarded. When you tell the wrong people no, and you say, it's not a good fit, I can't help you, here's what you should do instead, that will literally blow their mind. I promise you, it's so fun to watch. So fun to watch from the outside when I'm training people and coaching them and helping them in their conversations and they do it. It's fun to watch that interaction from the outside because it's not what's expected. You're expecting always be closing as a customer. You're expecting that salesperson to just be coming after you with overcoming objections and handling this and pushing this and offering this kind of a deal and using this manipulation tactic and, you know, offering this end of quarter BS, like, that's what they're expecting. So we all expect. And when you tell somebody no, because it's not a good fit and you're doing the right thing for them and you're leveraging the power of abundance because you know there's other people you can help. And that even if you convinced them and manipulated and tricked them and closed them today, it's not going to last. They're going to come back or they're going to call and return it or cancel or block the charge on their credit card. They can do all kinds of crazy things. So when you tell them no, it will shock them. It will blow them away. It will literally surprise them because that's not what they were expecting. They were expecting always be closing, right? They were expecting Wolf of Wall Street. And then you showed them empathy and care and did the right thing for them. Now, here's where it's important. Here's where the leverage part comes in. Because you did that, it will blow them their mind and they will actually start to see you or they might fully see you as a professional who's doing the right thing for people and knowing that their professional reputation is on the line. So they want to do the right thing. They want to help people in the right way. That will be a total change. Here's the leverage part is that you can completely leverage that into potential referrals and potential relationships down the road, right? When somebody says, what do you mean? No, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Here's why I can't help you. Here's the kind of people we can help. Here's a situation we could help. You're not in that situation. I can't help you. And here's what I suggest you do instead. They're going to be shocked. awed, amazed. They won't know what to do. Maybe they'll be speechless. And you tell them, hey, here's the key, is that if you know anybody else with X, Y, and Z parameter, or in this situation, or this issue, or this goal, I could probably help them. So if you come across anyone else, please send them to me. I'd love to help them, even if I wasn't able to help you. What's amazing is they will see you as a professional. It will be amazing. They will be excited to tell others about you. I have seen salespeople get so many referrals in their career from non-customers, from people they didn't even sell, because that person saw them as a professional and couldn't wait to tell other people about it.